In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You are advised that any view expressed by the host or their guest are not necessarily the views of the owners or management of TogiNet Radio, Togi Entertainment, or the Owners Group, Inc.
It's time for The Way of the Toddler with Lita and Lori Hamilton, the show unlike any other parenting program you've ever heard, as we celebrate parenthood as a spiritual path for a journey to inner peace. With thought-provoking and spiritually compelling guests, Lita and Lori will explore how our children help us with the lessons we came here to learn, adding deeper meaning to our lives and relationships while giving you valuable gems to add to your unique parenting toolkit. Lita and Lori's mission and passion is to share the message of motherhood as a spiritual path for personal growth, and to prove how inner peace is possible, even when surrounded by poopy diapers and piles of laundry. As we learn from the innate wisdom and natural spirituality of our Zen masters in diapers, it is The Way of the Toddler on TogiNet. And now, here are your hosts, Lita and Lori Hamilton.
Hi, welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Lita Hamilton.
And I'm your host, Lori Hamilton.
And today we'll be interviewing Marilyn Showman, who wrote a book called Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act to Make Good Things Happen. And she's going to have lots of practical tips for us on how we can do those things to make good things happen. So that will be after the first break. But first, we have Cara Nitz on the line to give us another product review. So welcome to the show, Cara.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm going to start off today by telling you a little horror story. So hold on to your seats. At least it's a horror story for me. One day when I was getting out of the shower, I looked up at the bathroom fan and saw hundreds of little baby spiders crawling out of an egg sac that was sitting right in the corner of the fan. And that completely freaked me out. I hate spiders, and they were just crawling everywhere. Little tiny ones, so that it would take a million, you know, little pieces of toilet paper to squish them. And so they were everywhere. Before I knew it, they were all over my bathroom. So, whew, needless to say, not a good morning for me. But I was telling the story to some of my friends, and they said, well, just get one of those bug bombs and then open your windows and leave the house for the day. And why would I have to leave my house? Because those bug bombs are so toxic. They have a lot of toxic fumes that will make you sick. And so I have not and will not use such dangerous pesticides in my home. But thankfully, there are safe solutions to all those icky pests. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, made by a company called EcoSmart. And EcoSmart Technologies creates the world's safest, most effective pesticides based on natural ingredients. They have 15 years of scientific research and a wealth of patents behind them. They make the only 100% safe insecticides that are proven to work. So here's why I love EcoSmart. They were the first company to apply modern science to essential plant oils, which helped them to create the first 100% safe pesticides. Their products are actually based on the natural defenses that plants and trees have used for their self-protection against insects and pathogens, which is essential oils. And I don't know if anyone's used essential oils before, but I use them all the time, and I absolutely love them. Never did I think to use them against insects. I don't know why, but thankfully EcoSmart did. So here's how it works. EcoSmart's proprietary botanical oil blend attacks attributes that are specific only to pests. They have no effect on people, pets, or the environment. The oils are commonly used to add flavor and aroma to many cosmetic, beverage, and food products, including cake, candy, sweetener, gum, soft drinks, and lipstick. So they're very safe. Children and pets are safe. There's no need to clear them out after application or be concerned if they are near any of the EcoSmart products. Their products have no adverse effects on mammals, birds, and fish, and they also do not contaminate water sources. So they're so safe, which is the exact opposite of normal insecticides. So, like I said, I'm a huge essential oil fan, and I really did love these products. I received their Safe Home Value Bundle, which includes an ant and roach killer, home pest control, flying insect killer, and a natural insect repellent. And I love how safe and effective these products are. They really did work. I used the ant and roach killer when I found tiny ants invading my bedroom this summer. That was really nice. I laid down in bed and got a book out, and there was ants all over my book. So that was fun. So I sprayed the ant and roach killer, and it did have a very strong smell. And so I wasn't sitting in there just smelling it all day because it was very strong, but I didn't have to be afraid of it because they aren't artificial fragrances, so they're nothing that you have to be afraid of. They're just essential oils, and essential oils have a strong smell. So the natural insect repellent was another favorite of mine. It's perfect for playing outside with the kids, and my kids have been getting stung by some weird insect. I'm not sure what it is. It's leaving big dark red welts on them. So now I don't have to worry about that anymore because I can apply this to their skin and know that they're safe. So EcoSmart offers other bundles too. Besides the Safe Home Value Bundle, they also offer the Safe Plant and Garden Bundle, the Safe Picnic Value Bundle, and the Safe Patio Value Bundle. And you can check all of those out at www.ecosmart.com. And I am actually giving away one of their value bundles of any of your choosing to one lucky winner on my blog. So that giveaway is going on right now. And I believe it ends at the beginning of next week. So if you want to head on over to my website, yourworldnatural.blogspot.com, then you can enter that giveaway and check out pictures and all kinds of fun stuff from this review, and see any other product reviews and giveaways that you want to enter.
So, Cara, I'm on ecosmart.com now, and I looked at the products, and I'm not seeing the bundles. Where did you find the bundles?
Let me just check here. I think it is under products, and then, well, if you click on one of the products, let me see. Well, you know what? I will, can I get back to you on that one? Can I put something on a website? Or if you go onto my website, I know I have a direct link to the bundles.
Okay.
So you could check that out. Otherwise, I could get back to you with a website if I have somewhere to...
Well, and we just go to yourworldnatural.blogspot.com, yep. Right?
Yeah, and I know that, yep. You know, you can find them at retailers, and maybe they don't have them listed on their normal website, but I know you can find them at the retailers, because you can find them, you can buy the products not just online, but at retailers, so... okay. That's another option too.
Excellent.
Well, it's definitely something for me to look into because I have a husband who is like militantly eco-friendly.
Yeah.
And there are so many things he won't even touch because if it's not safe or if it gets into the water system here, it's a big issue where we live for sure. So that is great. So much for sharing that with us.
No problem.
All right. Well, everybody, go to Your World Healthy and Natural to check out Cara Knits, and you can get a link from thewayofthetoddler.com that goes straight over to Cara's, and that was ecosmart.com. So we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All righty. Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye, Cara.
Bye.
All right, definitely something for me to check out. Before we get on to our guest, I did want to do something we haven't done in a few weeks now. I wanted to do a truly amazing woman segment.
Okay.
And this is something that, you know, we do from time to time. It was inspired by Hope Katz Gibbs, who has a truly amazing website called trulyamazingwomen.com. You can go and read stories about all kinds of truly amazing women and submit truly amazing women. She's collecting truly amazing women and developing a TV series that will highlight truly amazing women. And so every once in a while, Lori and I talk about truly amazing women that we know. And something that has been kind of coming up in my life recently, Lori, and I'm sure you can relate as well, is coming out of the closet, so to speak, with things that we believe in, things that we're really passionate about. And something that I have found in my own life and also talking to other people is that oftentimes what we're passionate about, but yet what we feel comfortable sharing, are not always the same thing. You get what I mean here?
Yeah.
So there's a woman that I know. Her name is Sandy Klein, and we've interviewed her before on this show about love and logic, and she's a elementary school principal here locally, and she's really passionate about love and logic, and she's taking that into the school and turning her elementary school into a love and logic school. And she is, you know, not afraid to work, do the work that is necessary to get everybody on board, the parents, the teachers, the administrators. And I have to say, I really admire that, because so often it's all too easy to take the path of least resistance. And then sometimes we meet people who cross our path with the wherewithal to stick to their guns about something they believe in. And they do the work that's necessary to bring that vision to light. So I would just like to say, Sandy Klein is a total inspiration to me. She's helping me with my own struggles to share and be open about what I'm passionate about.
Yay.
I know. I know. You got to own it, Lori. Got to own your passions.
All right. Well, I think that we have it for a reason, but it's sometimes hard to know it's okay to talk about.
Exactly. All right. So we're coming up to our break. When we come back, we will have on the line with us Marilyn Showman. She wrote a book called Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act, Make Good Things Happen. She's an international speaker and a creativity consultant. We'll be right back.
Beyond Baby Wipe On, Baby Wipe Off. Sharing innate wisdom from the Zen Masters in Diapers. It's the way of the toddler. And we'll be right back with more after this on TogiNet.
Hi, I'm Miss Dana, creator of Kid Yoga. I'd like to invite you to some great camps and family events this summer on the East Side and in the Seattle area. The activities include everything from a fairy tale treasure chest explosion to kid yoga in the garden. But the fun doesn't end there. Please join Chris, the nature specialist, and myself for hiking, yoga in the park, and exciting outdoor adventures as part of the Kid Yoga Fun Club. For more information, call 425-319-2514 or visit www.kidyogafun.com to find out when we'll be in your neighborhood. See you then.
Yay, Kid Yoga!
If you're a parent, you know raising children is challenging. Do you ever find yourself having to scream at your kids before they'll listen? Would you feel better if your children behave better? Priceless Parenting offers parent-tested solutions for taking the miss out of misbehavior. If you're ready to stop arguing with your kids and start having more fun, you can begin today by signing up for an online parenting class at pricelessparenting.com. You'll hear real stories and learn what has worked well for millions of parents. Best of all, this class happens at your own time, pace, and place. Just register at pricelessparenting.com to get started. If you would prefer getting together with your friends for a live presentation or a six-week parenting class, contact Priceless Parenting by emailing support@pricelessparenting.com or calling 425-770-1629. Again, that's 425-770-1629. 770-1629. Find out how to take the stress out of parenting while building great relationships with your kids. Visit PricelessParenting.com today.
You know, on a typical day, most kids consume 25% of their calories from junk food. And nearly 12,000 children under age 5 go to the ER each year because of household cleaning products. These statistics are shocking, but they're reality. The best way to fight this is to become educated and make changes. I'm Kara Nitz. I'm a fitness professional, teacher, and mother of two, and I'm passionate about helping you live your best life. Check out my blog, yourworldnatural.blogspot.com, to find great information and tips. Have fun reading my product reviews and enter my many giveaways.
Welcome back to The Way of the Toddler, the show that illuminates all the ways in which our children show us what it is to live truly meaningful lives. With more on the lessons learned from our Zen Masters in Diapers, let's get back to the show, The Way of the Toddler on TogiNet. And now here again are your hosts, Lita and Lori Hamilton.
Hi, welcome back to the show, everyone. We're really excited to have on the line with us international speaker, author, and creativity business consultant, Marilyn Showman, who is going to be talking with us today about many things, but we're primarily about her book, Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act to Make Good Things Happen. So welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Thank you very much, Lita and Laurie. I am delighted to be joining you.
Now, let's just get started by you telling us what Go is about.
Well, Go is the book of green light, and green light is the way to make good things happen. It's how to think, speak, and act, and it's really the language of the heart. It's the way we want to be, but we haven't known how. And we have red light language and we have green light language. Green light is all the good stuff. Red light is all the other stuff.
Can you give us an example of, like, a sentence that would be a green light sentence and a sentence that would be a red light sentence?
Thank you. Yes. When people are critical, they might say something like, that was really a dumb comment or whatever. That would be red light. It's critical and it's harsh and it's not intended to make good things happen. If somebody had said something that maybe was a bit out of line, it would be more appropriate to say, that felt a little uncomfortable. I'm sure that next time we'll be able to handle that a little bit better, something of that sort. But when we are intending to use green light, which is the language in the Go book, then we are intending to do good things. And so the way we think, the way we speak, the way we act comes from that place of intending to do good things.
So does your system, your green light system, require a little bit of retraining on our part?
Oh, that's such a good question. And actually, just to green it up a little bit more, retraining feels like kind of hard work and heavy duty or whatever. So I would just green that up a touch and say it is an invitation to see a new way to do things. And so when people learn that if I am anticipating what it is that I want to accomplish, and what I want to accomplish is something good, then I want to think, what is the greenest way that I can ask questions? What is the greenest action I could take to move in this direction? And as soon as we ask that question, it causes us to think differently. When we're on autopilot, we're much more likely to go a red way, which might mean acting too impulsively. It might mean talking to the wrong person. If we had just thought about it, we would have known that person tends to be a little bit on the red light side. We should have chosen a different person to approach on this. And so one of the key things about green light is that it is a conscious choice. So instead of just kind of falling into things, the words that might come out of our mouth, we become more conscious. And so as we're more conscious, we come to more naturally speak in a green light way because we know that's what works.
Yeah, because it seems to me, you know, this is a parenting show, and And when we are in parenting mode, it can be very easy to just fall into that impulsivity, that impulsive reaction. So maybe you can explain a little bit about how the green light could be beneficial to parents and kids and extended family and, you know, our relationships.
Yes, actually, one of the things that is very easy for parents to, and teachers too, people who are supervising children in any kind of way, the inclination is to keep the focus on don't do this, no, 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 and miss the part of, wow, that's really a neat creation. And let me see how you might do that another time or something more of that nature. And so green light is the language of encouragement. Red light is discouragement. And very often we speak about what we don't want. We're telling kids, well, you know, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do that, and we forget to say what we do want them to do. So as a generalization, we want to identify what is it that we prefer, what language do we prefer, what actions do we prefer, and then let's put that forward. And certainly bullying and being critical, calling people names, all that sort of thing would fall in the category of red light. And green light would be things like catching people doing good, catching people doing things right, and commenting on that. And also, rather than saying, you didn't do a very good job here, that would be on the reddish side. But if you were changing it to the next time, what do you think you might do to make it even better? That's a greener, more encouraging approach. And in terms of children and ages, I've taught this to many, many children as well as adults. And a three-year-old, after she had been introduced to what green light was, I asked her to tell me what her thought was about that. And she said, well, red light is if you bonk somebody on the head. And then I said, okay, so what's green light? She said, well, if somebody's crying, you give them a hug. So, aww, you know, 3 years old, and she's got the essence of it.
You know, when I was teaching, it wasn't presented in this exact format, but I remember thinking in my head, how am I supposed to pick out the positives when I have 30 kids and they're all doing something wrong? And I had to actually practice, and I got to a place where it was kind of natural. And when I moved to Germany, I noticed that some of my students were kind of nervous about if I called them to my desk, because they were used to a lot of red light talk.
Yeah.
And especially if it was, you know, private at the teacher's desk. And so after a while, they kind of got to where I noticed the look on their face. If I said their name and said, can you come over here? I need to talk to you about something, changed. Instead of being scared, it was, oh, okay. And let's go find out what green light she's going to give me kind of look.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Actually, that reminds me of something that I was a teacher for many years, and I had a class one particular year. It was 33 students in a sixth grade classroom, and they just did not have social skills. There was a lot of fighting, a lot of insulting, a lot of bickering, just a really unpleasant collective attitude. And so I began teaching them what now I know is red light and green light. I didn't realize it at the time. But I asked them to tell me what were the kinds of things that they wanted friends to do. And they would say things like, well, they want them to be honest. They want them to be happy. They don't want them to steal things, that sort of thing. And then I asked them to tell me what kinds of things they didn't want friends to do. And they said, well, tell my secrets or gossip, complain about my family and that kind of thing. And so I began what turned into quite a project during the year. Literally, we learned how to give compliments. We learned how to receive compliments. And when they went out to recess, when they came back in, they were to tell me one person that they had given me, that they had given a compliment to. And the other person needed to confirm it. And so there are various pieces that we did with this, but during the course of the year, they literally learned what now I call green light language, and they got rewarded for that kind of interaction, and the other kind of action got them information about that's not appropriate here, what's a better way to handle that. And I'll tell you, by the end of the year, that was the most transformed class I think I've ever had. And it's not that people want to be red light. Very often they haven't had it modeled. They haven't been trained that way. They haven't learned the skills. So GO is the book of the skills to be in that green light mode.
Yeah, maybe this is a good place for you to talk a little bit about the process that you went through to come up with GO and green light and red light. And I'll just add as an aside here that, you know, in your book, and we have a copy to give away to a listener, it's like you can open it to any page and there will be a useful, concrete, you know, suggestion or tip that you could just immediately go and use. So it's great in that respect. But yeah, how did it all come about?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that was a very green light assessment. And a red light person or a red light comment might have been, you know, I went to 3 pages and I didn't find anything that worked for me. So our mindset has quite a bit to do with how we see things. So I love your question about how this came about, because it's been a very long process. I had a position as a creativity consultant with an educational agency, and my assignment was to promote creative thinking and creative problem solving for educators, so they could for principals and teachers, so they could foster that with their students. And I wasn't able to find the kind of material I was looking for. And so I very naively started creating them. And I had 38 goals of what I wanted to accomplish. And the key thing was to create an environment that would be nurturing, that would be encouraging, that would foster risk-taking, that would be appealing and would draw people in so that they would be comfortable in sharing their creativity. Because as I think it was Paul Torrance who said, as soon as you have a new idea, you are a minority of one. And that needs to be comfortable. And usually it's the opposite of that. So way back in 1976, I began the first parts of this. And so it's just been evolving ever since.
That's a really good place to pause, because we have to go to a break, and we'll come back and interview you more about GO.
Beyond Baby Wipe On, Baby Wipe Off. Sharing innate wisdom from the Zen Masters in Diapers. It's the way of the toddler. And we'll be right back with more after this on TokiNet.
The Founding Moms is a collective of meetups for mom entrepreneurs around the globe. Incredible women living right in your backyard meet to swap startup stories, interact with renowned business experts, and build professional and personal connections within the ever-growing network of mom-owned businesses. We meet up free at kid-friendly meetup locations in 25 cities each month. If you can't find a Founding Moms exchange in your area, feel free to join us by starting one. Head to foundingmoms.com and join other mom entrepreneurs who are helping each other get down to business.
Om Baby, Child of the Universe is a children's picture book by Shemette Horsfield. Om Baby is a new paradigm superhero for the planet, peace, love, and community. Om Baby's one eye represents the open heart that connects us all. And no matter if you are black, white, blue, or a one-eyed alien from outer space, we are all connected through love. Please visit the world of Om Baby at ombabyworld.com to find out how you can win a free Om Baby book.
Reverend Marilyn Davis, Kingdom Woman, one of the top 101 best speakers coast to coast, shares her expertise on Tuesday, August 23rd on the Way of the Toddler broadcast with sisters Lita and Lori Hamilton. Inspirational empowerment speaker, best-selling author, ordained minister, and publicity and public relations strategist, Kingdom Woman shares how to give voice to your child's inner child. Prepare to take copious notes. Everywhere her voice is heard, somebody's eyes are open, somebody's life is changed.
Do you feel out of sync with the rest of the world? As you awaken to who you are, finding people who strive for the ever-widening path of ascension can be an arduous and lonely journey. Why feel lonely and empty another moment of your life? Robin Alexis invites you to enter an arena of like-minded people who, like you, were called to become members of the Robin Alexis Online Soul Spa. Through Robin's sacred online community, you will experience the sweet camaraderie between you, Robin, and her other members. Witness and
welcome back to The Way of the Toddler, the show that illuminates all the ways in which our children show us what it is to live truly meaningful lives. With more on the lessons learned from our Zen masters in diapers, let's get back to the show, The Way of the Toddler on TogiNet. And now here again are your hosts, Lita and Lori Hamilton.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here today with Marilyn Showman, and we're talking about the Green Light Way. She's got a book called Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act to Make the Good Things Happen. And I also really wanted to direct people to the website at www.gogreenlightway.com. And Go Green Light Way is all one word. And then in the Green Light How to Use It tab, it's got a really great little picture of a red light that's got all three lights red, like a traffic light, and then a scale kind of thing all the way to a green light with all three lights being green. And then underneath, she's got some red light type stuff and green light alternatives and the results that will happen with the green light. So it's just a really good kind of picture and... Of course, I'm a visual learner. I love the different colors there, but I'm assuming that the scale is one of those kinds of tools that you were coming up with when you were trying to help people be able to open up and know that it can happen slowly. It might not happen overnight, but, you know, you're making improvement one step at a time.
Yes, and again, I want to mention that it's not like green light thinkers are good people and red light thinkers are bad people. It's
right.
Just that those who have learned how to use green light have that skill available to them. And so it's important for us to share that in green light ways. if we kind of hit somebody over the head with, you really got to go green light, that would be sort of a red light approach to it. Mm-hmm. But I'm appreciating the reference to the green light scale, because visual elements are so important. That's why the logo for Go and for green light is the traffic light with three green lights. And that image sticks in your brain. Your brain is intrigued because it's not the way it's used to seeing it. And that engaging the brain is one key piece of why green light works so well. Lots of times we're on autopilot, the brain is not excited, and if you ask it a very simple question, it gives a boring answer because it wasn't intrigued. And so in terms of the three greens to the three reds, so it's three red lights, two red lights, one red, one green, two green, three green, the three red lights on the left side of the scale represent the worst-case scenario. But the three green lights on the right end of the scale is not the best case scenario. And that's because, again, in terms of how do we function with our brain at the peak level, the brain wants to be engaged. And when we say, okay, here's where we are, what's our best case scenario, there's no new instigation, there's no new prompting. And so we tend to get pretty much what we had before, with maybe a little improvement. So the three green lights represents the ideal scenario. And that the word ideal is one of the most brain-igniting words in the English language. So if we're thinking about what is the ideal way to raise my child, or what is the ideal way I can approach this challenge with my child, or what is the ideal timing for me to present this new opportunity for our family or whatever, just using that word ideal automatically shifts our thinking. So we get all kinds of new possibilities by asking, what is the ideal scenario? So go for the three greens.
Yeah, because that kind of opens up to me the question of, or this, the idea of possibility, because you've called green light the language of possibility. And how does that work?
Well, when we are in our usual mode of kind of going with the flow and being sort of on autopilot, we are not necessarily even really conscious of what we are saying and what the implications of it is. And so when we become more conscious, then more aware, then we naturally notice more easily when something feels red, and we can make that switch. And we use it like a game. Green light is a game. We want to play. How well can I play the green light game? Because games engage the brain as well. And so we really stimulate our mind by asking it questions that prompt it to come up with new ideas, new possibilities. And so between the best case and the ideal scenario are many new possibilities that arise because of the language we chose to prompt it. So not only do you have new possibilities for ideas and so on, and new creations that you can make, whether it is at work, whether you are an innovator, or you are working at home, or you are working with your children or whatever, that whole new range of possibilities comes from that green light perspective. And also, you begin noticing, okay, if I just do this, I'm going to go through the motions, but I'm probably not going to be successful. So instead of asking what I call a red light question of, okay, here's my idea, can we do it? You're most likely going to get a no without much thought, if any. And so instead of doing that, you consciously think, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. What is a green light question that I might ask here? So then you go to the person, excuse me, that has the best likelihood of being able to assist you, and you say, here's my idea. What would you suggest would be the next step to move forward? Or how would you suggest I proceed? Or what's the best way to move here? Because all those kinds of questions not only engage the mind, but because you are setting about doing something good, people like to help people do good things. And so the way you think, the questions you ask, the way you act, all has either a reddish tinge to it or a greenish tinge. And when it has the green going for it, you are halfway to success.
Yeah, I noticed it kind of has a language of assuming it's going to happen. It's just a matter of, you know, which road we're going to take to get there, instead of kind of standing back and saying, are we even going to move forward or not? And then the brain gets to go into problem-solving mode, which it loves because it is good at that.
Yes, and very likely what you are wanting to do as a green light action is something that is engaging, that makes good things happen, that will cause people to be happy about it. All of that feeds our heart and our spirit and our mind.
Now, all of this sounds quite optimistic, but on the back of your book, it says the power of optimism is overrated. So can you explain what kind of seems like a little bit of a contrast there?
Yes, good notice. Positive thinking is really a good idea, and there's no action with it. That's the piece that's missing. And so green light involves action. If there is no action, there is no green light. Nothing has happened. The other thing about positive thinking is that it's very easy to just think positive and smile and maybe go along with whatever's happening, but you're not really committed, you're not really contributing, you're just not taking away. And so the good news with positive thinking is that it's not negative. The other news is that by itself, it is very incomplete. However, if you take that positive thinking and you add green light action, not just action, but specific kinds of conscious choice actions that you have thought through, this is the best thing I can do here, then really great things happen.
Can you talk about some of the exercises that people can find in your book to help them?
Yes, well, there is a whole page, actually there's a whole chapter on the art and skill of asking questions. And there are several ways. If we ask questions that start with words like can or will or why, those tend to be red light question starters that either generate kind of an automatic no or put people on the defensive. But if we ask green light questions, they're more likely to start with words like when and who and how. Those kinds of open-ended but engaging and enticing kinds of question starters are very helpful. There are also several examples of ways that you can change your attitude. Again, earlier I made a reference to people will very often say, well, you know, I don't want to lose my house. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my car insurance. And the focus is all on what they don't want. And so that gets very discouraging, and it tends to create more of what they don't want, which is a red light thing. So instead, ask, what do I want? What do I prefer, actually, is a greener way to ask that question. And many times, for parents to ask children, what would you like to do here? What are your favorite things? If you could do anything you wanted to do, what would it be? Those kinds of questions prompt them to become aware of things that they may not have been aware of until you ask the question. And so that's one key piece. And it also gives you examples of things like it's red light to be focused on the obstacle. It's green light to be focused on the objective. And it's very easy to fall into the trap of, let me tell you all the reasons why this won't work. And what you want to know is, what are all the ways that it might work? And the energy is different. And when parents teach this to their children early on, it is such a gift for them.
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful gift.
Totally new language.
We're almost done here, so we want to remind people again of Marilyn's website, www.gogreenlightway.com, and her book, Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act to Make Good Things Happen. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for being with us today.
Thank you. I love being able to spread the green light, and that's what you're doing in your work, so thank you very much.
Thanks.
Beyond Baby Wipe On, Baby Wipe Off. Sharing innate wisdom from the Zen Masters in Diapers. It's the way of the toddler. And we'll be right back with more after this on TogiNet.
Have you ever been frustrated by how stress keeps your brain from working the way that you want it to? Do you or someone you know feel stuck and unable to tackle the next step towards your dreams and goals? Are you or someone you love carrying emotional scars that keep you from feeling the joy that you deserve? Lori Hamilton integrated my brain with a combination of techniques individualized just for me. I've gone from having anxiety, depression, and being scared to go outside to now successfully finding and holding down my dream job helping teenagers. With Lori's help, I've now progressed myself financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Stop feeling frustrated and connect the dots now. By contacting Lori, go to her website at www.ascending-energy.com/services. That's www.ascending-energy.com/services.
Painting is an engagement with mystery and an invitation to be transformed by the creative process. So begins the Spirituality and Arts program this summer at the Monastery of St. Gertrude in Cottonwood, Idaho. Join us July 11th through 14th for watercolor as spiritual practice, and August 15th through 19th for the sacred art of traditional iconography. For more information, visit www.spirit-center.org.
Welcome back to The Way of the Toddler, the show that illuminates all the ways in which our children show us what it is to live truly meaningful lives. With more on the lessons learned from our Zen masters in diapers, let's get back to the show, The Way of the Toddler on TogiNet. And now here again are your hosts, Lita and Lori Hamilton.
Welcome back, everybody. We just had a big talk about green light language and action and feeling versus red light stuff, the icky junk that we have heard all our lives and we carry with us everywhere we go. We've heard it from parents, teachers, anybody who was a caregiver to us, even our friends, especially on the playground with the teasing kind of stuff. And unfortunately, we didn't let it go in one ear and out the other. It came into our bodies and lodged someplace and stayed there. And we play these tapes over and over again, whether we are conscious of it and we hear them, maybe as our own voice, maybe as the voice who actually spoke them, or we've kind of buried them subconsciously and they're down deep and under there. And so if you kind of just imagine yourself and your body, you can just kind of see that there are red lights shining brightly everywhere. And your inner child is the part of you that keeps track of all of that. And so your inner child would be a great resource for finding out where those red lights are or how any of those red lights originated and how to turn them into green lights. So if you could take a deep breath and we'll go inside and we'll kind of check in with our inner child and see if we can find one of those red lights, and I'll kind of walk you through how to turn it into a green light. Taking a deep breath, closing your eyes. And it really helps to see yourself as somebody who you would love and care for, and sometimes that can be difficult. So if you can first find the feeling that you would feel for your child, maybe when you first met your child for the very first time, and all that love that was in your heart, that's the kind of love I'd like you to look at yourself with. If you don't have a child, you can think of a niece or a nephew, a godchild, or even just a picture of yourself as a kid, so that you are feeling like you'd like to take care of this being. And you can place you, this being, in a nice, comfortable place. It could be a pretty meadow with like lots of wildflowers and soft grass. And then invite your inner child to come and play with you, come and sit with you, and watch him or her come over the hill, come closer, and sit down across from you. Sometimes it's just really nice to kind of greet your inner child. He or she might even have a name that you could find out and use for future reference. And maybe hold their hands and check in with him or her. And apologize for carrying around all these red lights, and even for being one of the people that gave yourself red lights, telling yourself things that were not very nice. Some negative thinking of your own. And ask your inner child, what red light is the priority for today? You might hear a belief or a statement. You might see a part of your body light up, maybe with a red light. You might see the person that was speaking this originally, or you might see a grown-up version of yourself wagging a finger at you. Now that you've got one to work on, the next steps would be finding out more about how this started and where this came from. This could be something as simple as a feeling of, oh, I think it was that time at Disneyland when I lost my hat and I got in trouble and I got a lecture about how I needed to be more responsible. Be sure and thank your inner child for helping this one be brought to your attention. Apologize for carrying it around with you and ask your inner child what he or she needs to let this go. Now that you're a grown up and you're big and strong, does your inner child need you to talk to that person, stand up for you? You can imagine talking to that teacher or that friend on the playground now as the grown-up version of yourself in that very moment, stopping that person from saying something in red light language, telling the person that you can handle it from here on out. Thank you very much for your input. Dismiss the person in some way. You can send them out the door and close the door behind them. You can wave goodbye and watch them walk away further and further, farther and farther. And now you're still in that moment back then. It's you, the grown-up version of you, and your inner child. And why don't you crouch down and talk to your inner child in green light language and figure out what's the main idea of a lesson that might have been necessary to learn, but a green light way to learn it. About when I'm responsible, I get to carry my hat with me everywhere I go. Or you can even say to your inner child, you know what? That lesson that person wanted to teach you, it was about them. It wasn't even about you, sweetie. You're innocent. You did nothing wrong. And I love you no matter what. Find where this is in the body. Could also be in your aura around your body. Oftentimes, though, we lodge it in a place in our body. Sometimes the place in our body coincides with the feeling. And if you study Louise Hay or Eastern medicine, there are different organs that are associated with different emotions. And then ask your inner child what he or she suggests for healing that red light. They may suggest a different color. You might use that scale as a picture of making it maybe lighter and lighter red. And then changing it maybe into orange. And then yellow, and then green as an easy transition. Sometimes your inner child has a tool that they want to use, like scissors to cut it out. And instead, you can replace it with a jewel, a green jewel or a shining tool. A lot of times the color I like to use is that golden sunshine color that's kind of the whole rainbow spectrum all together. And placing it in that spot. Sometimes this is real easy and quick, and sometimes it's hard. If it's hard, you can use a tool called violet fire. Just imagine flames that are that purplish pink color. Sometimes I'll use it in a specific spot, and sometimes I'll kind of spread it further in the surrounding areas, or in my whole body, or in my whole aura. It's a real purifying fire. It just leaves the positive and takes away the negative. So any pieces of that memory or occurrence that were necessary and important for you, you can keep. Be sure and thank your inner child. Your inner child would love if you would set an appointment with him or her and let her know when you're going to touch base with her again, so that she doesn't feel used or abandoned, but instead like a partner. And send him or her with some angels so that you can come back here.
I set my appointment for right after the show ends.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's like, okay, I just got to end the show, and then I'll be right back to you, honey.
Aww.
Just a reminder, Lori, that we do have a copy of Go, How to Think, Speak, and Act to Make Good Things Happen, which we will give away next week to a listener. And anybody, you know, who joins in one of our conversations on Facebook or sends us an email at thewayofthetoddler@gmail.com is automatically entered for our prize draw. Next week, Lori, we have the Reverend Tracy Springberry, who is a minister and writer. She co-edited a book called Chaos, Wonder, and the Spiritual Adventure of Parenting. And we are going to be talking about that next week.
Exciting.
So, everybody, that is the end of our show. Thank you so much, Lori, for your meditation. And remember, everybody, we are all blessings. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of The Way of the Toddler with Lita and Lori Hamilton. Each week, Lita and Lori will explore an aspect of how our children help us with the lessons we came here to learn, adding deeper meaning to our lives and